made for the believers to do. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala adullukum ala ma yamhu Allah bihi al-khataya wa yarfa'u bi darajat. Qalu, bala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala, isbaghu al-wudu'i ala al-makarihi wa kathratu al-khata'i al-masjid wa intidharu al-salati ba'da al-salat. فذلكم الرباط رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you of debt by which Allah ta'ala forgives sins? Shall I not inform you of that action by which Allah ta'ala forgives sins and by which he raises the darajat, the ranks of a person? Sahaba رضي الله عنه replied, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isbaghu al-wudu'i al-makari. So these were the actions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed by which Allah ta'ala will forgive a person's sins and he will raise his darajat. So these actions are doing two, is giving two reactions. These actions are giving two reactions. What two reactions? Is one is the person's gunas are getting forgiven by him doing these actions. The next is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is elevating his darajat. So can you imagine how valuable these actions are? So the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isbaghu al-wudu'i al-makarihi. Performing a complete wudu despite difficulties. Sometimes the wudu facilities may not be good. Sometimes it may be a cold morning and a person has to make wudu. We are very fortunate in our country. We don't have much difficulty in making wudu. But many, many places people have to go out. They have to pull out water from the wells. They have to carry the water, bring the water. Sometimes it's freezing cold. There's no geysers, there's no heaters to heat the water. So in that difficulty, they're still making wudu so that they can read salah. And in our situation, in little effort that we make, sometimes we have to wake up, we have to go and make the wudu. It's difficult, but we're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves it, Allah ta'ala likes it. So performing a complete wudu despite difficulties. وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَاءِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. And taking many steps to the masjid. Taking many steps to the masjid. So here it teaches us something, that if a person happens to be staying far from the masjid, and he has to take extra steps to go to the masjid, he shouldn't feel disappointed that he's staying a little bit further away, because he's getting rewarded for it. In our situation, our time, we don't deliberately go stay far away from the masjid, but if it does happen that the person is staying far, he doesn't get disappointed. The more steps he's taking, the more effort he's making, the more reward he is getting coming to the masjid. So one is a person makes complete wudu. The next is a person takes many steps to the masjid. One thing we learn from this hadith is that way wudu should be made. Some people habitually make wudu in the masjid. This is not correct. In the hadith that we did, even the hadith of Jummah, that person that makes wudu and then thumma atal masjid, then the person comes to the masjid. And like this here, we find that the person makes wudu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says complete wudu, and then he's taking many steps to the masjid. Yes, if a person somehow doesn't have wudu, or it's an emergency, or it's a rush, then he uses the wudu khana in the masjid, there's no harm. But it shouldn't be a habitual thing. Here we can see the reward of making wudu, and traveling and moving in wudu. And one of the hikmat and the benefits of traveling and moving in wudu, is when a person moves in wudu, he's in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other benefit is, if maut has to come, his maut will come in a condition that he has got wudu. The next is, وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. Person performs salat, and then he waits for the next salat. In other words, he's expecting and he's hoping and he's yearning for the next salat. So now these three things he does. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَذَلِكُمُ الرَّبَاطِ. That is rabat, or that فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. That is ribat. Now what is this ribat? Ribat is actually to guard the borders of the Muslims. That is to guard the Muslim borders, the frontiers. Now this is a very, very great, great, great reward. Ulama explained that one of the greatest rewards a person can get is the reward of a ribat, a person that guards the Muslim frontiers. To such an extent that the person that guards the Muslim frontiers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him so much that his reward continues increasing after he passes away, right up to the day of Qiyamah. So one is you get this person that passes away. he has left good deeds. For example, a person has left a borehole, he has left a well. So long as people are benefiting from the well, this person is getting what we know in as sawab jariya, that reward is continuing for him. And the day that the well stops, it dries up, it ceases to exist, and the reward also ceases to exist. Like that, a person, he put up a hospital, a person put up some madrasa. So long as the madrasa is continuing, the hospital is running, he's getting reward. The day it ceases, and the reward also ceases. But when it comes to this ribat, the person that is guarding the frontiers of the Muslim, then what is the reward? His reward just continues to escalate right up till the day of Qiyamah. So much of reward Allah Ta'ala has kept to guard the frontiers. And why? Because of these people that are guarding the frontiers, he's allowing all the other dini activities to continue within the city. They are sacrificing their life, their time, their effort to look after the peace and the comfort of the rest of the people that are inside. This is appreciated so much by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of them guarding the frontiers of the Muslims. So therefore those that are within the city and the country are able to continue with all the other activities that are necessary. So therefore there is so much of reward. Salam is saying, by us doing three things. One is person makes his wuzu properly, then he takes steps, many steps to the masjid, and the next is he performs one salat and then he waits for the next salat. Person waits for the next salat. So three simple things he is doing. Allah Ta'ala loves his accent so much that he is giving him the reward of a ribat. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Simple things, simple actions, but yet they carry so much of weight. So therefore when we do these actions also, we must think of the reward. Allah Ta'ala is willing to give me so much for doing so little. How can I leave it out and think these actions to be petty actions? So therefore coming for salat also a little bit early, a person comes early, he prepares for salat and he comes with this niyat that I am waiting for salat, I performed one salat now and now I am going to wait for the next salat. So his mind is already programmed so he can benefit and get these type of rewards. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.